Welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We are jumping back into our new mini series of kitchen essentials. Today we are talking about cookware. Let's get into it.
It's Friday night.
I was like, it's Friday. Yeah, because last week we started the kitchen essentials little mini series where we talked about knives. And this week, we are going to jump into talking about some cookware.
Just cookware is essential to cooking, as the name...
Well, yeah, I was like, if you don't have cookware, what are you going to do? I was like, you'll definitely need something.
Absolutely.
So, why do you think that having the proper cookware would be helpful?
Well, if you are trying to cook something in the not right pan or pot, then it's not going to work out.
Well,
you can make it work.
It might work, but like, it's you can make not it work. Gonna...
It's just not going to be the easy. It's not going to go as seamless as you want it to go.
Yeah.
Like, perfect example with tonight. It went perfect because
did it go perfect?
Yeah.
I think nothing goes perfect.
Well, okay.
I was like, that's an extreme.
Let me rephrase that.
You had children screaming on that piece.
Okay, but beyond the screaming children.
Right. I mean, everything went very smoothly.
Cooking-wise, everything went exactly as I wanted it to.
Yeah.
So, in my case, I say that the cooking segment went perfect.
I think you just say it's a win.
It was definitely a win.
Definitely a win.
And it shows that having proper cookware makes it that much, gives you that much more ease
and if you're curious,
as you're going through it.
I was like, and if you're curious about what we're talking about, we are working on adding in streaming our cooking.
Yes, adding in some live streams.
If you're into gaming, then you've possibly heard of Twitch, but we're working on streaming there as well as
on YouTube, Facebook. I'm trying to get TikTok going.
We'll see.
They've been a little rough.
Yeah. But cookware, right? It's important because, like Tony was saying, if you are going to be cooking something, let's, you know, give an example of an egg dish, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what you're doing, one, unless you're getting your pan super screaming hot, making it have a coat of oil and things like that, or butter, right? You want a nonstick pan, most likely.
Yeah.
That's just easier, right?
And even with nonstick pans, you have to
still
be mindful of
yeah.
the heating of it, because if it's too cold, or if it's not hot enough, which basically means if it's too cold, it's gonna stick.
Yeah, and like with regular pans, right? Not nonstick. You can still make it essentially nonstick.
Right.
But it's
a little bit more
process. More of a process, right? So having a well-equipped kitchen where you have a variety of different pans and things like that is going to make all the difference, because then you're always going to have what you need.
Absolutely.
Right? So that leads us to cookware. What's essential? What's not? I think it's all essential to an extent. The part that's not is the amount.
Right.
Right? If you just need some basic cooking
if you're
pans, then you don't get the ones that have like 4 and 5 different saute pans and stuff. Maybe you just need like 2, right? And that's something that you will know for yourself.
Absolutely.
Right?
And something you're going to find out on your as you're working through cooking more and being a part of that space.
Yeah.
You'll see exactly what you need, what you don't need.
Yeah. I would say most people are definitely not us, where
we might have a little bit of a surplus.
We do, but we cook a lot. So it works out.
Yeah, it does.
But your main items that are going to be essential, right, is going to be saute pans. You're going to probably want about 2 different sizes of these.
Right.
So you'll have, your 8-inch,
which
and then
standard.
A 6 or 4-inch, right? So you might have a smaller saute pan and a larger saute pan.
Right. I don't really think you need anything bigger than an 8-inch to make any meals unless you're making in big bowl.
Yeah, it was like if you have a big family, you might need a bigger pan.
Yeah, you might need a 12-inch.
Yeah. So dependent on family size, those two would be good. Now, next is going to be saucepans, right?
Yes.
So saute pan's going to have an edge where you can still flip things, right?
Yes.
Saucepan is going to have more of an L-shaped and then edge. Base. It's like your base.
We're making a saucepan with our hands.
But it's not a pot.
Correct.
It's a little bit wider, right?
Right.
So, it's like demonstrating. That's what I was saying. I know, it's like we're not in the kitchen today. My original, I was like, I'm going to bring stuff up and then...
Oh, well.
Oops. We're making it work.
Yeah.
So, saucepans. This is where I like having like a decently sized saucepan because so
something
it's
like an 8-inch. Or 10, would you say, yeah, 10-inch.
Like, and having a smaller one, so like 8-inch.
Right.
And a larger one. Because this is going to be where you might do like your braising, your stewing, that kind of stuff. Yes. Like where, you know.
Exactly.
Coq au vin is good in this. Toss it in your oven.
Spanish chicken rice. Arroz con pollo.
Arroz con pollo.
My brain just like, whew.
You forgot Spanish.
Yes. So arroz con pollo, this is a great pan to be able to do that in because you have still, you know, a decent sized wall on the edge and you don't necessarily have to worry about things just like flipping out as you're cooking.
Yeah. So like you have the space to sear things and have the cooking.
Yes.
But you also have a little bit of depth.
Yes.
As well.
Which ends up being great.
And you're going to do things like, you know, sauces in this, right?
Yeah.
It's a saucepan. So you could also be doing, like, you're making spaghetti, right? So, and it's kind of like I said, again, probably about two different sizes.
Yeah.
Right? One smaller, one larger.
Absolutely.
Next is pots. And this one, I would say you kind of want a variety.
Yeah, I would agree with you because there's a lot that pots really fill in the gap in. So if you're having a smaller pot, because let's say you're just making like
a few,
off the top of my head, like you're making like a very small soup or like a ramen or something.
See, mine was thinking a few hard-boiled eggs.
Or that.
Or
that's a great option
too. Or one cup of rice, right?
Exactly. So you want that smaller pot just to be able to facilitate that smaller measure. Where you're not having to make two or three times the amount just to be able to get what you need.
Yeah, and usually, I will say most sets, I think, come with, like, a very, like, small, then slightly bigger, slightly, so, like, three different pot sizes, which is good. And then that leads us to a much, like, deeper, larger pot that's going to be more for soup or stock, which we recommend that if you're going to be doing either of those things.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Make stock pretty often, and we also like soup.
Yeah. So some of those examples would be like really our chilies. We love making larger servings of chilies.
Yeah.
So being able to have that big pot where we can actually kind of slow cook it.
And if
over
you're thinking,
a period of time.
What about a crock pot? That essential list is coming.
Yes.
This week, it is not that. But some of the main things you're going to want to look for, right? When you're thinking, okay, but why, like, what do I need with my pan set, right?
Yeah.
You're going to look at how your heat distribution is, right? You want even heat.
Absolutely.
Is the important thing. And certain, I will say, cheaper materials do not necessarily do that, right?
Correct.
And you're also going to look at what the material is made out of, right? Certain things, I will say, like aluminum, leaches into food.
Yeah.
It's not your best choice. It also can react with different ingredients. So not your best choice for material, right? You're going to be looking more, like, most people are going to be looking for nonstick, but stainless steel is also a good option.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I think that's probably one of the better
cast
options.
Iron
cast
iron is one
is
that's
amazing.
Popular. Cast iron's a little bit more maintenance, but it's once you get it down, you've got it down, right?
Yeah, and it's amazing because it can last you generations.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing you're going to think of is, do I need all nonstick? Do I need a variety of like stainless steel and nonstick coating ones. And that's going to be depending on you. We have a variety.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we tend to use it kind of interchangeably. I feel like in a lot of cases, we end up trying to use the nonsticks a little bit more. Just so that way we don't have to really fuss with, like you were saying at the beginning, getting that thing really screaming hot to make it nonstick.
Well, yeah, just different. Well, it's not... Anyways, it's dependent on what you want.
Yeah.
You made me lose my train of thought. It's really not that. That's cool. It's not that hard. I'm blaming you, though. It's your fault.
I'll take the blame.
It's your fault.
I'll take the blame.
Next, we're going to have a little bit of tips.
Yes.
Right? Our top tips for cookware. And our first one is kind of what we started with, right? Match your pan to your use.
Yeah.
So if you're making a sauce.
Don't make it in a saute pan.
Yeah. Or a stock pot, because that's like really tall and you're making like sauce. Use a saucepan.
Or if you're like making fish, like you're pan searing fish, don't use a pot. Or don't.
When in doubt, don't do that.
Yeah. And, you know, even like a saucepan can be used, again, it can be used interchangeably to facilitate that need. But the reality is that if you're going to be cooking something, like sauteing it on the stove, use a saute pan. It's it's most efficiently used for that purpose.
There's a proper pan for each.
Yes.
Technique, right? There, so if you're sauteing, there's a reason it's a saute pan.
Yes, there's a reason that you use that sort of pan for that specific job.
It's just like, you know, like another great example is like a roasting pan isn't for sauteing.
What?
It's for roasting, right? So there's, you know, there's a proper pan for the cooking method that you're using.
It's like a cookie sheet is not for roasting a turkey.
Oh gosh. Ooh, that would be bad. Everywhere. You would set your oven on fire, man. You
absolutely would, just because all the juice and everything comes off the turkey as it's cooking.
Yeah. So
when in doubt,
use the right pan.
Use the right pan.
Yeah. Not even when in doubt, just always use the right pan. So the next is going to be safe use and cleaning, right? So this one I would say is going to be aimed a lot towards nonstick pans.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of those nonstick pans tell you don't use metal in them.
Yes.
There's a reason why. It's because you damage the coating.
Yes. And when you start damaging the coating, then the material that is used to make it nonstick starts leaching into your food.
Yes.
Now, it is a slow process of it starting to leach into your food, but the problem is that
it's already started. Yeah, I was like, it happens.
Yeah.
And also, when your pan, because eventually your pan's going to die.
Yeah, it happens.
It, especially if it's nonstick. If it's not nonstick, then not so much, right? But if it's nonstick, it's eventually going to die. And when it starts having those marks in the bottom, get rid of it, because that's exactly what's happening. The coating is deteriorating, and it is coming off.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, like, we're like, in that stage where we're like, you know what, next ones. And I think...
Yeah, we really are in that stage.
And that kind of leads us to our next tip, which is invest in a good set.
Absolutely.
For, like, the longevity. And that's where, like, I think we're going to try Hexclad.
Yeah. I would really like to try it. It looks like it's a really solid pan set.
Yes.
Really well done. I do have some family that have it, and they've said nothing but good things about it.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that's what we're going with next because we've heard good reviews. So
absolutely.
Yeah. If anyone has it and you're watching this video, let us know. Absolutely. That's the one we're looking at. Yeah. And it's worth it to invest.
It really is.
That is one of the kitchen items that is worth it because you use it all the time. You use your pans to cook. So why not have something that's going to last longer?
Right, and I think that's something that a lot of people also need to see and realize is that, like, instead of spending, you know, $10-$15 on a pan or a two-pan set because, oh, it's on sale, it's something that I can get really quickly, spend the money on getting a really solid set of pans because at the end of the day, those can probably last you 3, 4, 5 times as long as the cheaper sets.
And I will say that with the whole investing in a good set of pans, if your pan gets warped,
there's usually a warranty.
That means it's not, no, I was going to say, if your pan gets warped, that generally means it's not good material.
That's
true. And it's a cheap pan. So that is also why, and that's going to mess up with your heat distribution. So that's why I say it's worth it to invest. Absolutely. And this is one of those times.
Yeah.
So next is going to be a little tip on the cooking scale of it, of adjust your heat when you're cooking. Because if you leave it screaming hot always, and you don't do that, I just, but no, you said screaming hot earlier, so it made me think of you. If you leave it way too high for the entire time, you're going to burn your food. So just like we have to adjust seasoning, right? We have to adjust our heat.
Absolutely. On our pan. Making sure that you're also doing that, not only is it going to help with making sure your food isn't burnt and cooked properly, it also will make sure that your pans are going to last you longer.
Yeah, because that also affects the coating on nonsticks.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
She's walking
around. She wants to talk. And the next thing, which is kind of our final tip, but I think we have a little bit bonus, is use your pans.
Yes.
Like, get creative with your, use your pans and cook in the kitchen.
Right. And I know most people would probably say that they have at least one pan that's their absolute favorite that they always go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great, because you're comfortable with that pan, you know how to use it, and you know exactly what temperature you need to work with in order to get the final result.
That made me think of, apparently, there's also a burner that you generally always use.
I can tell you mine.
It's interesting because it's true.
I can tell you mine.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know what burner you use.
I'll put mine in the comments.
You'll put yours in the comments.
Yes.
Mine changed since we moved, I think.
Yeah.
I think. I'll have to think about it. But I'll put mine in the comments too. But yeah. Which burner do you use on your stove? But it is true. You have a favorite pan usually. But try one of your other pans, right? Now, we have two little bonuses. One of them is, when you're looking at pans, oven-safe pans are super helpful. And that's something that we go for. Most are, but what you're going to be wanting to pay attention to on that is your handle.
Yes.
To see, is this oven-safe? And it'll tell you when you're looking to buy sets, or
they'll also tell you.
You can also look it up.
Yeah, they'll also tell you what heat rating they go up to. So some pans will go up to a heat rating of 425. So that's about as high in the oven as they can go
without
starting to
damage
the handle or starting to damage the pan itself.
So double check all of that.
Yes,
but it's worth it to find ones that are oven safe. Because then if you're, like, searing steaks and then you just need to finish it in the oven for a few minutes, you can just toss it in.
So with that, I actually do have a question for you. What handle would you look for, or what handle would you recommend specifically looking for oven safe pans?
I'm going to be real with you. I would just read the box and find that it is oven safe. Because interestingly enough, we have pans that are the metal handle and they're oven safe, right? And then we have ones that have
almost like a silicone
handle. But it's oven safe too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mix. So make sure you're reading.
Yes.
When you look at your pans.
I think that's probably the biggest tip
right
there.
Yeah, I was like, do your research.
Yes, absolutely.
Simply for the fact that there's so many different ones. And that's what I did. I read it, and then I was like, what material is this? Are you going to be good at heating? Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
Because watching the podcast, you can see her in the bottom corner.
And I will say our second bonus tip, we already talked about it, because it's when to get new pans, which is when they start having that wear and tear on them, because you don't want that leaching in. And
you really
if you
don't.
Have warped pans. If you have warped pans, get new pans.
Please.
It's worth it.
It's going to make your life so much easier just getting new pans instead of dealing with the fact of like, oh, well, if I move it this way, then it heats up more of the pan as opposed to this side.
Mm-hmm. But We hope you guys have a great weekend. And we can't wait to see you guys next week.
Woo woo!
And maybe we will stream some cooking in the meantime, right? Yeah,
absolutely. So definitely keep an eye out on Facebook. We'll be sharing any live streams that we're going to end up doing while we're cooking.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.